Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Masters is underway, and we're going to give you the opportunity to play some golf with us for a good cause. Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station. Sports stations, I guess. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. It's called the ESPN 975 and 925 Occasional Invitational, presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting ProVision. This year's tournament will take place December 3rd. That's a Thursday at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, and 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com.
Dale, did you see this guy dabbing?
It was about 3 weeks ago at a Titans game.
And someone said it was Lance at the game.
Yeah. It's Lance at the game.
Super dabbing. Boy, Twitch was excited about the interview.
What did Twitch say?
You want me to? Okay, sure.
No, don't read what Twitch said.
Oh, okay.
No.
They said, is this what 610 always sounds like? That was very Texans Communist Radio. Yeah, we're helping Jamie with his book.
Jamie's a good guy. I like Jamie. Book. And if he wrote a book, anybody on Twitch, did you write a book? Hey, Twitch, did you write a book? Well, when you write a book, then come in and you can talk. You can talk it up.
You'll bring someone on from Twitch if they write a book.
Yeah.
The show.
Yeah. Not a coloring book.
No,
okay?
I'm in an actual book.
A book that's yes. One of our listeners writes a book. We will, and
I'd rather
sold
eat Lance's brisket than listen to that guy. First of all, my brisket is delicious.
No,
apparently. Yeah, it is. My brisket is delicious. Nah, ask my wife.
It's dab.
She would tell you if something's not good. She's brutally honest.
Speaking of dab, that's what your brisket is.
All right, I'm going to bring some. You know what?
Yeah.
When I'm back to eating meat, I'll make a brisket. The problem is, I'm going to have to time it to where I can take it off. Mm-hmm. And cool it. I'll bring it in a cooler, and we'll wait, and then we'll open it up. And
don't tell me how big the waves are.
Yeah, I know, Delvin.
It's not my name.
Why are y'all forcing Dell at gunpoint to read a golf update? No, that was about our tournament. It's not a golf update. Not a golf
why are you
update?
Scared of
oh,
us?
Oh, why is Dustin Johnson 7-under, and he's on my team?
Oh, not fantasy golf updates again.
It's wonderful.
It's not important that on a Friday morning we got the Masters going on.
It's not important that
Sung Jae Im.
It's not important that a golfer is benefiting you. That's not important to anyone.
Yeah, no. But Dustin Johnson is leading at 7-under. Is that good enough for you?
I don't care.
Dustin Johnson is the lead story today.
He's not. I've already told you that I wouldn't recognize Dustin Johnson because I've never seen him do what he does. Also, some actual news that people care about, possibly affecting Sunday's game. Since we just had Jamie Roots in. Well, his Texans may be facing a team with some COVID issues because the Browns had to shut down the facility today.
Ooh, good.
Because of positive test. We don't know how many people are affected. They're going to do contact tracing. But at least one player tested positive.
Well, Baker passed his COVID. Baker is apparently able to play. But now the whole team, but everybody else is dying.
Well, not necessarily that. But contact tracing will take place for the Browns.
Yeah. No ego in the building. I like that.
It felt like he was talking directly to Bill O'Brien. Right?
Well, without saying so, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Without saying as much. We don't want to put words into his.
Well, no ego in the building. I mean, I don't know if he was talking about Rick. I don't know if he was talking about Bill O'Brien. I know he wasn't talking about Gary Kubiak or Brian Gain. Those guys are the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Brian Gain wears like tennis shoes with his dress pants.
Ask Jamie who he voted for. No, Art. No.
So,
Jamie. That's Eric Layden acting as Jamie.
Well, hold on. In real life, though, you can hear. Yeah, that wasn't Drayden. You can hear in Jamie's world and his bubble, what his experience is, where, hey, people still come out. The Texans, even when we're losing, people still come out. In our world, we don't feel any excitement around the team at all.
No.
And haven't for a couple of years, even with wins. Now, our bubble might be wrong.
Well, I don't.
You know what I mean? Our bubble might be wrong.
But
even at games, there was more than 10% no-shows at one point. Way more than 10. You mean to tell me 7,000 people weren't in the building?
Yeah.
We were at games where there was probably 20% weren't showing up.
Yeah.
In 2013 or more, especially.
Or more. But probably on the average, it was 10. It turned out to be 10% because as the season wore on.
No, I take it back. Not 13. Like, there were a bunch of empty seats for the Colts game on a Thursday night football game.
And there was a Monday night game. I'm like, where is everybody? And it was a big game. This is during their 9-game win streak. But Bill O'Brien did that to the organization.
Now, when
he was the poison pill.
When you saw what happened with the Astros, well, the same thing will happen with the Texans.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the pandemonium in this city if this was a championship team?
Oh, people will go crazy.
They will go crazy.
It could happen again, but only if you hire the right. This is why I'm so maniacal about making sure the right GM is hired. Because if it's not, and I'm worried if Jack Easterby has too much say in stuff, then this is just going to put it off and delay it. And I want them to be building towards something really great. But to do that, they got to. I'm almost to the point where they need Ed Dodds in this building. Get a guy who's a no nonsense. Just he's about football and that's it. And I mean, I almost want that. I don't care how slick the GM is, and I almost don't want the leftover guys like Balky and Jeff Ireland and.
Dimitrov.
Yeah, I like Thomas on a personal level. I didn't think his last 3 years were all that great.
They got a pretty good football team. Guess what?
I mean, I wouldn't hate it.
If, Raheem Morris is. I mean,
I wouldn't hate it if Thomas Dimitrov is here because Thomas Dimitrov works well with others.
Yeah,
he works very well with others, and that's something that's very important. And I think he knows. I mean, he did get to a Super Bowl. I think he knows how to win.
Yes. No, that's a pretty good team. They've got talent. Guess what? Maybe the coach should have gone, but because they still got good players over there. 915 ESPN 97.5. I might bet on them this week. I don't know. I know this. All I have to do is go to MyBookie.
You already did.
MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. And, oh, by the way, all you have to do is go there and you put in your initial deposit and they'll double it. That's right. You want to play and win and get paid? Yes. Those things? Yes. You want to play? Yes. I know. Do you want to win? Yes. You want to get paid? Yes. You want to double your initial deposit? Yes. Yes to all those. I vote yes on all of those. That's who I voted for, Art. I voted for mybookie.ag, promo code radio. That's who I voted for. I voted for that because it is the best way to win, get paid, and double your initial deposit at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It's the best site. It's easy to navigate. It's wonderful. And if you win, you get paid. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
I'm going to give you one quick, we don't need to expound on it. Tiger Woods, over under 69.5, over or under today.
For the second round?
Yep.
Over.
Bet $700 on it.
No, he's not going to. 69.5, that's a pretty good number. The course is playing pretty easy. I go under.
DeChambeau, 68.5. Under is minus 130.
Yeah, for him. That should be.
Tiger, over's minus 130 for him.
You know what? 69 is very attainable for him. The course is playing. We're finding this out about November, playing golf at Augusta in November. It's easier. Well, and the rain helped.
Brooks Koepka, 68.5.
He didn't play all that great. First round. He's even right now, isn't he? He's Brooks Koepka.
Over is the favorite. Justin Thomas, under is the favorite, 68.5.
Yeah.
Dustin Johnson.
Well,
under.
He's got to keep it up. I mean, he's six right now.
Who is? Justin Thomas?
Justin Thomas. Look at Ricky's 3 under, and he's putting crap.
Justin
lately.
Johnson, 68.5, under is the favorite.
The cut might be 3 under.
What about Patrick Cantlay, over 68.5?
Not over. I wouldn't go over. I'd go under.
For Patrick Cantlay?
Yeah. Patrick Cantlay is a great player. He's a top 10 player in the world.
Then what did he shoot yesterday?
What did he shoot?
Why are the odds makers putting over on him?
Over is the favorite?
Yeah. Over 68.5.
I don't know why that's. Well, it's over is the favorite for Tiger, too, and he just shot 68.
Rory McIlroy, 69.5 over.
I'd go. Man, he's not playing well. He's just not playing well.
John, can you please find me a winner?
John
Rahm, 68.5.
John Rahm's a good bet because he shot 60. He's 3 under right now, I believe. John Rahm is 3. Yeah, and yeah, I could certainly see that under. Rahm under, yes. Okay. Tony Finau, what's he at?
Who's playing terrible? Just tell me who's playing terrible.
Oh, somebody will turn it around. Right now, the cut is 1, which is pretty good. Who's playing terrible? That
Hideki Matsuyama is under 69.5.
I like that.
-150.
He's one of the. He's up there at the top of the leaderboard. He's 4 right now.
Patrick Reed from this area is a big favorite to go under 69.5. Boy, it must be playing easy, huh?
You know what? He's playing really easy. You know what? Rory might be a good bet.
To go over or under?
Under. Because he's 3 over right now.
You said he hadn't been playing good.
No, he hadn't been playing well, but he likes this course, and he plays this course well. So this is the aberration. But he hasn't been playing great. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Tiger, 69.5. They've got over.
Over's
a But if he gets on a little bit of a roll at the Masters.
Playing great. He loves this course. He's perfect for it.
I'm firing.
Firing on the under.
I'm firing on under.
Fire. Because he can shoot a 69 easy. Cantlay's 2. So I like Cantlay to go under.
Now I'm watching golf.
DeChambeau is 68.5.
And his birdies on par fives, the over-under is 2.5.
He doubled 13 yesterday, which is one of the easiest holes out there. He doubled it, and he still shot 2 under.
Hmm. What's a par 72?
Yeah.
Okay. His over-under on par fives is 2.5 holes birdie or better on par fives at Augusta. That's usually where you make up your... At Augusta, they usually do fairly well on par fives. I mean, usually in all...
Number 2 is a birdie.
On all courses.
2 is a birdie hole. 8, not as much. 13's a birdie hole, and 15's a birdie hole. I would go under. I would go over 2.5.
Yeah, more.
Yeah, more than 2.5 birdies. Yeah.
For Bryson DeChambeau.
For Bryson DeChambeau. Yeah, he's so long. Dude, he's on in 2.
It's -170.
Yeah. But he's on every one of them in 2. He's on every...
Well, then drive straight, butthole.
Whoa.
Don't cost me anything here.
Butthole?
I mean, sometimes things like that slip. They get out there.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
You want to see Dexter Fowler here with the Astros?
I said that before. I think that's the kind of guy that you're gonna get. He was the example I gave of that's the kind of guy that they're going to pick up. They're not... Now, they're talking to Brantley, which would be awesome. Awesome if they got him back. God,
2 years. Just 2 years.
Two more years.
I'll take a year, but
that
I love 2
professional
more years.
Hitter. You know how many big
gonna,
hits that dude comes up
with? He's not
going
to stink. What if do you think there's any chance they're in the... They have a shot at Trevor Bauer? If you're getting 75% of the money paid on Justin Verlander's contract, and you know he comes off the books next year along with Zach Greinke... You basically are plugging in, now you're going to pay him a lot of money, but you basically are plugging him into the salary slot that's going to be paid. A lot of it will be paid by insurance. You are going to have some money fall off with George Springer leaving, which we assume.
That's $21 million.
I mean, I kind of feel like you could afford
Brantley's
Trevor Bauer.
Another 16, another 13 for Reddick. Yeah. No, yeah.
And you could afford to keep Brantley, too.
Yeah.
And maybe that would be something that would make Brantley excited.
Well, or maybe you got losses, or maybe you want to cut down on your payroll, or maybe, you know. I mean, that is... Now, you're going to cut drastically. But listen, the way that it's working out now, again, our team's going to go with the Tampa model? You know what? We're not paying starters. We've got a great build up the bullpen with guys that are not nearly as expensive.
But this isn't new. The Dodgers built a really good bullpen. The Yankees built
a
really good bullpen.
The Dodgers have always had great starters. They've always had great.
That's why I think, and the Yankees have had pretty good starters too, but they've just had a lot of injuries. But the Yankees have had really good bullpen pitchers too. I think everyone else in baseball other than the Astros has built up pretty strong bullpens. For whatever reason, Our bullpen has done pretty well in the regular season, and then they just crap out in the postseason. But the Astros have ruined some pretty good bullpens, too. You know, the Rays were supposed to be a good bullpen, and the Astros did some work against them. The Twins were supposed to be a good bullpen. They're supposed to be a really good bullpen. Astros got after their bullpen.
Yeah.
So I think having a good bullpen is just smart baseball. I don't even think it's a Rays model. I think good baseball teams have figured out, you know, that's the way it goes.
The Rays model of not paying a star. Look at it. They let Charlie Morton
like
go.
That. I don't like that
model. They just let Charlie Morton go.
I think
Morton
that model's so stupid to not have a guy that can win a big game in the clutch. Yeah. And they have, I mean, actually, they have it. They just kept yanking them. Yeah. They let their analytics run wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wish we had a good pitcher like a former Cy Young Award winner on our own team.
Who's
like
got a two-hitter going.
Yeah, he's got a two-hitter. We wish we had a starter, but the analytics say go to Anderson because he's sucked booty this whole. He's been a fart in a bottle this whole playoffs. So we say go with that. The analytics say fart in a bottle over
fart in a bottle Twitch gamer. Suck booty.
Over the Twitch gamer starting a quarterback.
I mean, clean it up. Jamie Roots was just here with the game, the winning game plan, and here you are. Talking about sucking booty.
And what a positive reception
Jamie Roots and got. And fart in a bottle.
We went from, man, everyone loved Jamie Roots, and then Lance is talking about fart in a bottle.
Fart in a bottle.
And suck booty and stuff.
Man, I mean, clean
if
it up.
I had a fart do you think the Texans in a bottle.
Do you think the Texans would say something like that? It's a Houston Texans fart in a bottle. No.
It would be more apropos.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Tell me which one's accurate. First downs or that? Actually, they're getting first downs now. They're getting some.
They are getting first downs now. And they're giving up a lot of them, too.
Yeah. Get all the first downs you want.
All you can have first downs and more.
Yeah. We give them up. We get them. First downs are plenty.
Who wants a first down? Come get your first downs. Right here. Get your first down. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on ESPN.
How come you guys didn't ask Jamie about how come he hasn't been able to market Rock Boys yet?
Ooh.
What'd you say?
You didn't ask him about the inability to market the Rock Boys. How come he hasn't done that yet?
Because it's so, even Jamie knows that's so stupid. Even everybody knows. They market it. Is there any way that they could tell the players to never do that again?
I had somebody text me, this is Amy Brockovich. They called Amy Palchik Amy Brockovich. She's going to get in lawsuits and all this. I'm like...
Well, she did hire a lawyer.
I'm just sitting here sipping my tea and just watching this. This is, I don't know all the story. I mean, I know some of the story, but it's going to be interesting.
Well,
I think the team just.
And this too shall pass.
Okay.
Listen, the Alto Gary thing passed.
Yeah, but.
Saran wrapping the cheerleaders.
Yeah, that was. Hold on. I know what you need to do better. What do I need to kick higher? What do you think I need to do? Is my spin not tight enough?
No, fat ass. You need to lose some weight.
Turn around. Why are you wrapping this plastic wrap around me? Don't worry about it.
So you lose some weight.
This too shall pass. Okay, Mordor. But
I don't know about that.
You shall not pass.
What I think will happen.
Are you sure it's going
to
pass?
Okay, here's the Texans things. Though? Here's the Texans things that popped up. Tell me if I'm wrong here. Bill O'Brien, you suck too. You suck too.
Right.
The guy out there, because that was a thing. And then it was, first it's going to be Bob McNair, Dwayne Brown, inmates and all that. That was the beginning of it. That was the beginning of it.
Was that the first faux pas?
Yeah, that was the
Ox
big
in a ditch.
No, that's just us locally. I'm talking about nationally. Yeah. Everything I'm going to say here. Then I would say the next one probably wasn't until DeAndre Hopkins trade.
Yeah, probably. I mean, nationally,
and then it was people
national
talking
embarrassment,
about
that. Yeah,
and then after that, yeah, then after that was Deshaun Watson tweeting rap lyrics after DeAndre Hopkins had been
traded.
That was all part of the whole deal, but that lasted into early COVID stages. Then it was no. He did that first, and then Hopkins was traded, right? Well, no. National embarrassment, the playoff game against Kansas City.
Well, yeah, I guess that was just
more local.
I think it was
more local than national.
I mean, because Kansas City.
Then you had, after DeAndre Hopkins got traded,
just said Kansas City's just so much.
DeAndre throwing his stuff out there about baby mamas and stuff like that. That was a little bit of heat for the organization. And then after that,
probably Amy.
Well, OB being fired.
Well, but that was a relief. That was like, everybody's like, well, about time.
Well, every time there was a trade, somebody made jokes about the Texans.
Yeah, every trade.
And then every week that went in that DeAndre Hopkins had 100 yards, there was leftover stuff that people were taking shots. But then I guess OB being fired brought a lot of attention. Jack Easterby all of a sudden caught a lot of attention. And then this Amy Pausing thing.
Yeah.
So I think the Texans need to lay as low as possible for a while. Just win some games and lay low.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice, if you're not the laughing... When they were a laughing stock...
Clowney trade didn't help.
None of it. No, nothing.
How about we not get ahead of ourselves about winning games? Lay low, but you don't need to win any games.
Oh, stop, Dolphin fan. Yeah. Stop.
You don't need to win any games.
Yeah. The NFL is set up to when you lose, not if you give away all your draft picks. No, that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen when you give away your draft picks, Bill O'Brien.
Do you want the Dolphins to thank the Texans at the time they draft their first round pick? Would you like a shout out to the Texans?
Hey, Texans, like, big ups. We love you. We love you, Houston.
Yeah, they take Jamar Chase and throw a shout out to the Texans.
Yeah. Maybe throw up the pick.
Ooh, a house throw up one the of those H. One of those house divided jerseys.
You want to do horns?
Oh, a house divided jersey.
You give Jamar Chase a half Texans or half you give him jersey.
Or there's Texans on the front and on the back is the team who actually drafts them. That takes some work though to have a bunch of those made. But then when he walks at the podium and then he turns and he goes,
yeah,
and he does his name on the back like players like to do. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to do any of that. Actually, why am I helping Dell? That's going to be it's going to piss us off.
It's not going to be big ups to the Houston Texans after you draft Jamar Chase.
No.
Huh. Okay.
I hope you don't get it.
No, isn't the second round pick where they have some organizational guy who's been part of the franchise for years instead of the commish? When do they bring out the
legend? Yeah. It used to be
Russ Granick.
No, for basketball. It used to be, I can't remember the guy's name in the NFL.
Russ Granick does it for the NFL, too.
Just have Jason Taylor come
Houston
out there.
Houston Texans legend. Houston Texans legend, Shane Leckler. And with the 74th pick of the 2020 draft, the Houston Texans select Jimmy Jomwire, safety, Valdosta State.
Jimmy Jomwire.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of things about this guy, Mel Kiper. What do you think about him, Mel? There's a lot of things right now that I think Jomwire's not a good pick to me. He's slow. He doesn't cover well. But frankly, he's in the Texans mold.
Another good pick.
He will replace Vernon Hargraves.
And I'm surprised the guy that actually took over for the organization as general manager, Jack Easterby, would select this guy in this particular round. I didn't have Jomwire going to the sixth. I think he's more of a special teams player.
But he does draw crosses on his tape, so he's a Texans guy.
We know this kid's highly religious. He's got great Twitter, very positive Twitter guy. He's a high-energy, upbeat guy. Coaches say a lot of great things about him. Not great in coverage. He's not a real fast guy. So there's a lot of concern right here that Jomwire, who's really only a box safety that can't run, is not going to be a very diverse pick. I was frankly surprised Easterby went in the third round with him.
But his teammates call him Little Tony Robbins. So we know he's a motivational
Little
guy.
Tony Robbins. You're the worst, though.
You got it. You know who's the best? Cormed.
Cormed Solutions. So, oh, man, Journey Brown, Penn State running back, retired from college football because of a heart condition. And they found the heart condition through an echocardiogram that was done. And I'm telling you right now, this is a major – and he had to retire from football. This is what we're talking about. Even for younger people who play sports and who are athletic, we hear about tragic things that happen almost every single year. And it's so, and it's just like, how did that happen? Why didn't? And there's just not the proper screening at most schools, but you can take advantage of what they're offering at CoreMed Solutions. If you don't have any insurance, they can still do it for you for $200. For $200 to get yourself screened and everyone in your family to see how your cardiac health is, that's of major importance because it has an impact on people young and old. And now with COVID, it has made myocarditis a much bigger issue. That's something that's certainly treatable, but it's also something that can be very, very problematic if you don't get it diagnosed and treated. Make sure that you go to CoreMed Solutions. If you're a small or medium-sized business or even large business, they did UPS and Waste Connection. A whole waste company had all their employees screened with the company insurance, and they found like four or five issues that needed to be taken care of. And that's something that you can do for your employees. They have mobile units that they can bring right out to your workplace so you stay working and you stay efficient. CoreMedSolutions.com, CoreMedSolutions.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
937 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Here, this will be a positive call about Bill O'Brien. Lamont is here with us on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Lamont. Lamont, you there? He's not there. For those of you that you can't, you're in your car, so you can't see it. Dustin Johnson has the lead right now at 7 under, tied for the lead. What do you think of Dylan Fratelli? Did you pick him? Did you take him?
Nope.
This week? No, nope. You didn't take him. Justin Thomas, just a shot back. Dylan Fratelli, Paul Casey, and Dustin Johnson all at 7. Cameron Smith is at 6, along with Sungjae Im. Justin Thomas actually is 1 over on his next round. So he is at -5.
You better not have put me on losers.
Did you take Justin Thomas?
No, I don't think, but I'm just telling you, you better not have put me on a bunch of losers.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Bauer won Cy Young. Shane Bieber won Cy Young. Those are your two Cy Young Award winners. We didn't care this year because we're not involved, so we don't care. This whole season gets an asterisk anyway.
Yeah. Kyle Lewis won Rookie of the Year over our guy, Christian Javier.
Yeah, probably rightfully so.
Yeah. No, Kyle Lewis was a beast.
Hey, did you hear that? Did our guy Yordan have double patella tendon surgery?
Yeah.
I heard that yesterday when I was at physical therapy that he may have had patella surgery on both knees.
So?
Why does he have rickety-ass knees already? How old is that guy?
You've been carrying around that weight?
He's Cuban.
What does that mean? He could be 40. You don't know.
He's running around with, like, knee replacement.
Well, you don't know how old he is. He's Cuban. All right? You have no idea.
That concerns me a little bit, although I already figure he'll be a lifetime DH anyway who might learn to play some first base. I don't want him in the outfield.
No, not in the outfield.
The top free agents.
I'd love to see him play first base, though.
Top free agents in baseball from a pitching standpoint are.
You're not getting any pitchers. You're not getting any pitchers. What are you looking at pitchers
for? Well, I just mentioned Trevor Bauer. You talked about that.
Outfielders.
No. You talked about the possibility of Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't believe it. I mean,
I think they.
Although
could.
I think he lives think they, here.
Yeah, he has. I think he has a house here or something. But yeah. I think they could. I think they could do it financially.
I don't think so.
Springer's money's gone. You're paying for a chunk of Justin Verlander's contract. Why couldn't you do it?
Would you rather have Brantley and another pretty good outfielder or Trevor Bauer?
No, I think Bauer.
Really?
Yeah, I would take an average outfielder. I would take an average outfielder and a really good pitcher.
I'd rather have an everyday player. I mean, you're fine. Your rotation is going to be fine. Pick up some bullpen help, and you'll be fine. I honestly, I think I would much rather have the lineup being. It's an offensive game now. You gotta score runs.
Ozuna.
Oh, man. Marcel.
Yeah,
he's gonna be too expensive.
Yeah, well, they think 4 years, $72 million.
Yeah,
is what they think. Doing that. They think Georgie's 5, 125. That's exactly what we said. Yeah. That's exactly what I think it's probably going to be. I think he'll look for it. There's no chance against Moore. DJ LeMahieu.
No. You ain't doing that.
Marcus Stroman.
Marcus Stroman.
He's 29, and it's more efficient, and I think they like his spin rate.
Yeah, they've tried for him in the past. He was a target before. So that's a possibility. I could certainly see that.
I could see him. Oh, wait, no, no. No, 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 no. He accepted a one-year qualifying offer from the Mets. So if you do that.
Oh, he did.
Well, you could still go. Would you go $20 million for him?
Hell no. Well, he's 18-9. So, yeah.
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah, I mean, that's the going rate.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, he's making 19, so, yeah, you'd offer 20. Yeah. Is that Lamont? Is he back? He wants to talk about Bill O'Brien? It's always positive whenever Lamont talks about Bill O'Brien. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, man, a two-part question for you guys. When Bill O'Brien gets hired again, and I'm pretty sure he's going to get another job, and that market brings either one of you guys on, tell us something about Bill O'Brien. Are you guys going to be, like, really, really honest?
Yeah, why not?
We want to know.
We don't give a rat's ass about another market or what they think of us. What do you mean?
No, I mean, because I hear, being from Houston, and when we get new coaches or new GMs, you guys bring people in from out of the market, and we get a whole bunch of smoke blowed up our butts and stuff. I really wish somebody would have told me how this idiot was in Penn State or wherever he was at. But when that day happens, I want you guys to let me know when they bring y'all on, because I want to laugh and just hear you just suck the wind and the oxygen out of the that market. I want you guys to go through the whole list of everything that dude did here, from taking the what was the first thing he did when he got here? He took the segues from the players.
Well, he also took that, but some of this stuff I didn't think twice. I just thought he was changing the culture. Like, I didn't have a problem with a lot of it. He took down all the Pro Bowl stuff of players from when he wasn't there.
All individual awards.
Yeah, all of it came off, and he said, you got to earn that. And I thought, okay, he's going to take down Andre Johnson picture. Like, okay, well, I mean, like, you got to earn this. This is stuff we're not living on past. We're starting over. I understood it. It was
Built.
But then when you look at everything,
Bill
Lamont,
O'Brien reminds me.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien reminds me of the Letterman jacket. You know, it was pretty good in theory, but after they got their ass whooped, it didn't feel so good.
Yeah,
and that's
true.
What Bill O'Brien was. I was like, okay, man, we need a culture change. And then this idiot come in, and I didn't drop two idiots on the dude, but this dude comes in, and he was just ass stank. All I got, fellas. I'm out.
So, first of all, I'm not sure that Bill O'Brien gets another NFL head coaching job. I mean, it's pretty well. And oh, by the way, and we ain't telling anybody anything that everybody doesn't know already about Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien it's well documented. And by the way, Bill O'Brien is a joke. He's a laughing stock.
Nah, as a GM, not as a coach. Bill O'Brien wants some gains. Bill O'Brien. Around the league, I think Bill O'Brien has some respect as a coach. Bill O'Brien can point to division
championships. And what general manager wants him coming in?
I think that's your problem. And Bill O'Brien can sell a vision. He's a good talker. He's a good – I think the problem is going to be
– after he knifed two general managers, what general manager says, I can't wait to get that guy.
That's going to be your problem.
Yeah.
Is his –
that's the perception
of Bill O'Brien, Bill versus Rick, Bill versus Brian Gain. Bill tries to distance himself from the Brian – And so does Easterby. They both say that is a Cal move. I was doing great with them. Now, if somebody reaches out to Brian Gain to say, hey, what was your relationship with him like? I don't know what Brian Gain will say, to be honest with you. But I don't think Brian Gain thinks Cal McNair just said, man, I'm deep into football, and this Brian Gain thing, I can tell after 1 year, he's not running this as a as a proper general manager. Mm-hmm. I just did a deep dive, and that's what I do. I'm Cal McNair, Deep Dive McNair, they call me.
Knowledge is power. I'm Deep Dive McNair.
Yeah, see, they call me Deep Dive McNair, see? And I've done the work on this, and he's not doing his job. And I'm a competency, core competency is very important to me.
And so is knowledge.
Knowledge. So is knowledge. So, that obviously came from Jack for sure. And then I would imagine it's almost like Bill O'Brien goes, I don't know, if you guys want me to be the king of the North, I guess I'll do it. I never asked to be GM, but I guess I'll take it. They knew what they were doing. Come on. So, yeah, you're right. From a coaching standpoint, I think Bill O'Brien is worthy of getting another job as a head coach. But you still have to deal with never as a personnel guy. And then you still have to deal with the fact that people around the league have to think that you knifed at least one guy, if not two guys, in the back.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I just thought of something. Cal's initial is D. Cal McNair. Is it Deep Dive Cal McNair?
Yeah, that's right.
Deep Dive?
Deep Dive Cal McNair?
That's what Jack Easterby told us that Cal McNair. Jack Easterby told us that Cal McNair did a deep dive into this, and as soon as I heard that, I was like, "I'm out of this."
Cal McNair.
Cal McNair did a deep dive.
Deep dive, Cal McNair.
Deep dive.
Say, I've been looking here at your competency, and it appears as though your core competency is not what we were expecting, Brian Gang. I've been doing several deep dives on performances from around the. This secretary's not worth a flip. She's gone. When can we get this Jeff Kaplan fool out of here? He's gone.
Deep dive.
Deep dive.
Deep dive McNair. All right, 947. Yes, we're way behind. Way behind. Lance. Thanks to Jamie Roots. Jamie Roots screwed up this whole show.
Oh, my God. You need to know this. Tomorrow, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Rick Martin over at Texas Star Grill Shops, they're opening their Woodway the Woodway location is not far from me.
Free food?
From 11 to 1, they're going to have Akiyoshi Wagyu Bull on display. Owners of Heart Brand, Pits and Spits, Napoleon, and many will be in attendance.
Woodway and what?
It's Woodway. Oh, it's real close to where It's not far off of Woodway. I don't know. It's over there in the shopping center, I think.
Get an address from them.
That would help.
Well, it's on Texas Star Grill. You know what? Go to TexasStarGrillShop.com.
And, John, if you want a great barbecue or Mexican food, where would you go?
I would go to DeMaris. I'm going there today, actually.
Great Mexican
I've got to go over to the DMV over right over there by his place. So I told John I'm coming over today, so be ready for that. Because I'm going over there. I'm going to have the Greek salad. That's what I get. That's my jam over there. Now, the wings are awesome. You can get obviously the barbecue, but there's so many. I'm telling you, their ribeye steak is excellent, excellent. And then you got all the wonderful sides with the jalapeno corn and the baked potato and everything else to take. It's just delicious. So that's what I'm going with today. I'm gonna go get my chow bag on over at Damaris Barbecue. But here's the thing: if you're looking for that turkey. The deep fried turkey is unbelievable. They also bake a turkey. Listen, it's fantastic. It's the best turkey you'll ever have. I think you get the deep fried and you just leave it alone and you just go there and that's it and it's case closed. But if you're looking for that turkey this holiday season, Demeris.com, DEMERIS.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Where did Delco, this song is going on and on and on. Where did it go? We only got it. This is a 5-minute segment, and most of it is this song. Did Del die? Is he dead? What are you doing?
Go talk to Mr. Gow.
Did you drop a deuce?
That doesn't take a minute.
Use euphemisms.
Yeah, I mean, how about you stop being so aggressive?
Well, where did you go? We're playing this stupid song over and over and over again. Is that on a loop? Or is that how long that song is?
The song, it was a minute, so it wasn't on a loop.
Oh, well, my God. It was forever, okay?
Yeah.
That's not what we do around here.
Less painful than your golf updates.
So while that was going on, I could have given a golf update, but that's not Masters music. You know that, right?
What's the difference?
What is Masters music? You don't even know.
I'm not playing it.
You're not playing Masters music?
No.
Well, what if we have to give an update?
We don't have to give any updates.
Yes, we do.
We don't worry about it. You're doing it.
Yeah. It's the biggest event of the year.
He said, what if we have to give updates? Like, you haven't been giving updates. You know what the least thing, you know the thing people aren't worried about on this show? Masters updates, because you're providing them. No one's clamoring for them, because you give it to us every break.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Because the people are clamoring for it. Man. It's unbelievable.
Who in your mentions is clamoring for Masters updates?
Nobody really knows.
Nobody.
Everybody.
Because like they all have, everybody. Not that people don't like the Masters, everyone has a phone. They have a computer in their hands. Well, they can get Masters updates. They can watch the Masters on their hands.
They're driving. Unsafe? Driving and looking up Masters updates?
Houston traffic ain't that real like it used to be.
What are you talking about?
And it's 953.
953, they're driving. So you want them speeding down the highway, looking up Masters updates. Instead, I'm keeping this city safe, okay?
I think you're actually causing a traffic threat because you're putting people to sleep, and that's not good for people on the road.
No, that's not the case at all.
Bryce and DeChambeau. People falling asleep. Stop it. No one cares. It's Friday morning. There's so much golf to get through before people are going to start caring.
No, stop already. Pew, this tweet reeks. What kind of teammates would just lie like this? Apparently, she retweeted. That's Victor Oladipo's sister?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Victor Oladipo was allegedly going up to opponents while in earshot of his teammates and talking about, hey, can I come play with y'all? And Victor Oladipo's sister got involved, and so did Miles Turner. So they had a bit of a back and forth because Miles Turner wasn't appreciative, you know, as a teammate might. When your other teammates going, hey guys, I don't really want to play with this team. I want to play with this team. So it got ugly. And Victor Oladipo hasn't, that thing has been done for a while, him in Indiana.
Yeah. Well, Miles Turner said, I don't understand this. When his Twitter user suggested that the teammate in question was Miles Turner, Victoria did not deny it and replied with some cryptic emojis. What are those emojis?
Insinuation is that Miles Turner told the reporter that Victor Oladipo was asking to play with other teams.
Right.
And then...
Well, her emoji is zipping the mouth shut.
Yeah, like I may have heard something.
Hands up.
Like I heard something, but I'm not going to tell you guys.
Right. And then he said, damn, it's like that? And she, I guess, I don't know.
Oh, the tweet was Miles Turner, sorry ass, probably. That was just some random person.
Oh.
And then she was like, well,
Miles Turner, sorry ass. My kid, you know, my kids know every player for every basketball team more than I do. They don't even watch. They play so much basketball. I don't even know how they know it. And then Mason comes in, he goes, I don't understand why there's talk about Russell Westbrook going to the Pelicans and Hornets.
Hornets.
And before he could get Hornets out of his mouth, Snack's like, Hornets suck! Why would we want anybody from the Hornets? They have the most trash players. The three best players are all trash. I wouldn't even want them. I said, Snacks, you don't even know him. He whips off like 9 players. Like, how do you know Hornets players?
Who watches the Hornets?
How do you even know Hornets players? All you do is watch wrestling now. He can tell you, well, the Attitude Era, like Snacks knows 70s wrestling and 80s wrestling. He's as into that as he once was into basketball history.
Are you into...
My wife's getting pissed, too. She goes, his friend Ethan got him into wrestling, and now Ethan's out, and he's onto skateboarding and Snacks. We're stuck with Snacks and wrestling.
Ethan,
I'm like, I know.
A-hole.
Ethan, sorry ass, probably.
Yeah.
No, Ethan did what kids are supposed to do, roll out. Although, truth be told, I still like wrestling when I was 12.
I didn't. So, do you like Beat the Limo Guy? Because that's next if you stop talking.
Oh, yeah.
And start talking about Craig DeSurf.
Oh, you mean start talking is what you're telling me.
Right.
Well, so let me tell you this. Craig DeSerf has some really cool things going on right now over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And it's really simple. You can get the very best deals right now for Truck Month. It is Truck Month. Once again, they've got fantastic offerings for you. And you can go over and check it out for yourself at LanceZCars.com. And you can see some of the great offers they have. But let's talk about this. Right now, you can get SUVs and trucks with great dealer cashback allowances right now. And they also have 0% financing for up to 84 months. This is insane now. I mean, we're up to 7 years of 0% financing. So if it's important for you to really get your price low, you really want to get your payments down to a certain number, this is when people love taking advantage of the high years of 0% financing, because you're just paying out the rate of the vehicle over a longer period of time. So it helps you save money. But I'm going to tell you right now that your good friends over at in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC can get you taken care of in a lease or a purchase. They can do it for less, better trading value, and nobody has the customer service or the service department that Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC has. Start the buying process right now at LanceZCars.com.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.